What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, It's All About Societal Proof. As we all know, women love status. Therefore, you as a man need to have high status in a society. PUA just doesn't work anymore. Now, as you guys can see, I shaved off all my sides. You know, I was getting grays. As you guys know, I straightened my hair. And the sides were not only gray, but they were very curly. So I went to a Moldovan barber shop today called The Real Men. Yes, that's the name of the barber shop, The Real Men. Look it up, Moldova, right? That's why I went there. Because it was called The Real Men, even though it had a woman working there, you know, they were going to set me up with the girl to cut my hair. I flat out told them, I only want a man touching this hair. Preferably a gay dude, but hey, you know, you can't be that picky, right? So, as you guys can see, this is how my head looks. It's totally bald on the sides, guys. Now, for all of you people out there who think I'm like Yogi Obes, I come out of the box brown. Let me show you all something, right? Look at this. See this, guys? I know you guys can't see it that well, maybe during the day. See? This is light skin. This ain't brown. This is a tan. This here never saw the sun. So as you guys can see, this is light skin, right? If I stay here for a couple more weeks, because there's no sun here in Moldova, I'd be hell of a lot lighter skinned than this. In fact, if I take off my shirt, I'm back to having a pimply chest. And, you know, I love having a tan, guys. Because when you have a tan, it like kills the germs and hides the pimples and makes your muscles look bigger. But this is not a video about walking around shirtless or, you know, shaving your hair. So, back to the point I was trying to tell you. Societal proof is a must. Now, here's the thing, guys. I know there's a lot of PUAs out there on the internet who will remain nameless. Yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha. Who will tell you it's all about having that alpha cock. It's all about running around, grabbing your junk, saying yo, 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 homie, yo, acting like you're all big and bad. But there's a reason why Rush V gave up on game. It doesn't work anymore, okay? These women out there, they want to get something for that vagina. You have to understand, the average female out there has been riding that cock carousel ever since she was 9, 10 years old. By the time she gets to be legal age, 18, she has long lost her pair bonding abilities, and she's pretty much damaged goods, irreplaceable, you know, irreparable damaged goods by that time. Now, on this channel, guys, you know, I know on Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo channel, he openly says, we smash them hoes too, okay? On this channel, guys, I don't do dirty sharmutas, okay? I know a lot of you guys out there been saying, Amr, you've been in the Balkan for 2 weeks, you didn't smash yet. Number one, I don't do pay to play. Number two, I'm not a fan of going to the nightclubs and picking up some drunk hoe, okay? That's just not how I roll. Now, keeping everything in mind, you know, a lot of you guys out there need to understand. For you to have a decent woman, you just can't go off of looks alone. I know a lot of you guys have been saying, Amr, well, Chad and Tyrone, they do that, you know. She gives it to Chad and Tyrone for free. Well, get yourself a woman that actually has something called virtue, okay? You guys out there, you are so accustomed to trash women that to you, every woman is a hoe, right? Now, what I am telling you guys out there is that you gotta find women who have virtue. And in order to get with women who do have virtue, you got to move up the societal ladder, okay? Here in Moldova, guys, I was actually had a conversation with a Moldovan game developer. I know a lot of you guys out there, you like games, you know, like computer games, stuff like that. We might even get him on MGTOW TV to talk a little bit about his business. So he told me in Moldova, because it's a poor country and such, you know, women are always going to look at you like you are a foreigner, right? You see, he told me flat out, foreigners come to Moldova for two things, wine and pussy. That's it. That's the only two reasons any foreigner comes to Moldova. So, women here, they're going to view you as either a wino or some degenerate who's sex starved. And because of that, he said, women here will pretty much mistreat you, abuse you, take advantage of you. In fact, he told me one of his friends from the West, he married a Moldovan girl, had kids with her, came back to Moldova, lived with her, and he told me she fucked him up so bad that he actually hopped on a plane, left his kids, and just ghosted her because he couldn't take the abuse anymore, right? So you guys have to keep in mind, a lot of these women out there who will go after foreigners, like my ex of a hoe back in Egypt, a lot of these women, they have some sort of mental illness, whether it's borderline personality disorder, whether it's bipolar, whatever the case is, the local men don't want them because they know what's up. So they come to you, Mr. Gullible, nice guy, foreigner, and you guys need to understand something very important here, right? These women out there, they know how to manipulate you, right? They know how to manipulate you. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are under the impression, if you watch Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, that you're gonna have that red pill knowledge, that you're gonna have that, you know, alpha cock, and that, you know, you're gonna slay any woman and that she'll submit to you. Well, guess what? These women over here, oh, they'll act like you have that alpha cock. But the reality of the matter, they're digging you a very, very deep hole, you know? My ex of a wife, you know, she wanted to get pregnant because in Egypt, you know, there's a law that says if you get your wife pregnant in Egypt, you have to buy her a home. So that hoe knew what she was doing and she was taking advantage of me because I didn't know the laws in Egypt. So this is what you have to understand, guys. If you marry a local woman, some girl that you just met, you have no idea who she is, and you live in her country, she is gonna screw you over. It is what it is, guys. So, what do you do, right? Well, you know, well, the thing you can do about this, guys, is that you need to get into high society. You guys have to understand, as a foreigner in particular, as a Westerner, you already have the status on your side. You are already top 1% here. You just have to go into that high society where they have clean people, you know? Because when you know people who know people who know people, and they're good people, they're not gonna give you a woman who has borderline personality disorder, or a woman who has bipolar, or a woman who's, you know, a dirty, dirty sharmuta. They ain't gonna do you dirty like that. They're gonna, you know, give you good woman. Now, one of the things you guys need to understand is that status, societal status, shows how society perceives you, right? Now, in the thumbnail of this video, there it's a guy who was right over here. As you guys know, or probably don't know because it's late at night, I'm walking around the lake in Cache now before I get onto my bus. And there was a guy playing a guitar, and people were surrounding him, you know. Good looking dude playing a guitar, singing. And, you know, all these women were clapping for him. They were in love with him. Why? Because he had societal proof. Because he was talented. People were surrounding him. People were clapping. That in itself is societal proof that this guy is deemed okay or important by society, even though he's just a musician. You know, it's a temporary thing. He's, you know, doing this for money on the side of the street. But nevertheless, the fact that he has people watching him, people clapping for him, that is societal proof, and women crave that. You know, so all of you guys out there who think you're gonna come to a poor country like Moldova or anywhere in the Balkans and, you know, you're gonna take out your American passport, walk around town grabbing your junk saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha, and all of a sudden women gonna spread their legs for you. Only gold diggers, mentally ill woman like my ex of a hoe back in Egypt. So you guys have got to understand something very, very important. You will always be looked upon as a foreigner. And people are going to negatively look at you as a foreigner because they're going to say, what the hell is this guy from America doing in a piece of shit country where everybody wants to leave that country? That's their mentality, right? So what you have to do is that you have to say, hey, I'm doing something in this country that actually is productive, you know? Maybe you can say, hey, I own a software development firm and there's a lot of great developers here and I'm able to make my website better, right? I'm able to make video games. Or you can say, you know, I'm a YouTuber and I'm able to hire editors and people like that to work on my channel, right? You have to have a purpose here. You just can't be, oh, I'm just some retired guy, or I'm some guy who makes $1,000 a month and I just spend it here. No, no, no. You have to have a purpose in any third world, poverty-stricken country you go to. So you gotta have a purpose, and at the same time, you need to have societal proof, right? One of the first things I do when I come to a country like this is that you want to get up there with important people. You want to get up there with sophisticated people. You guys have to understand. First of all, again, the fact that you are a foreigner in a country like this, you are already automatically in the top 1% as somebody who is a Westerner. So a lot of people here who speak English, they're sophisticated, they're intelligent, you know, they're high class, they want to get with you, okay? Especially the men, right? I made two friends today, you know, the barber who cut my hair, you know, he owned the, you know, not the guy who cut my hair, but the guy who owned the place that where they cut my hair. I'm on his WhatsApp now. And this developer guy, let me tell you how I met the developer guy, by the way, guys. You know, I was at the bus stop trying to get a bus down to the city center where I am, and nobody there speaks English. None of the bus drivers speak English. So I'm just going around from bus to bus saying, hey, who's going to a city center? Who's going to city center? And the bus drivers, they just point me to some other bus, and I would just walk there like an idiot saying, hey, who's going to city center? And the bus drivers are looking at me like some sort of fool. And these guys, they were young, they were in their 20s. They're like, yo, man, just hop in the car with us. We're going to the city center. Now, I know that you shouldn't hop in the car with strangers, but you guys have to understand, you know? As long as the people look decent, they don't look like terrorists, they don't look like, you know, alcoholics, they don't look like they're gonna rob you or kill you or anything of that sort, you know, hop in the car with them. You guys have to understand. In countries, in Eastern countries like Moldova, Romania, you know, people here are a little bit more trusting than people back in the West. Not to mention, guys, that people here, if somebody here speaks English, they're going to be a little bit more trustworthy than somebody who doesn't speak English. And again, guys, you have to profile people. Like, how do they look like? Do they look like they're mafioso? Do they look like they're going to kidnap you? Do they look like they're going to, you know, kill you somewhere in a back alley? You just have to profile people before you decide to jump in a car with them. So, yeah, I made friends with him. I got his WhatsApp. He might even advertise on MGTOW TV his video games. I told him, you know, just send me the link to your game development platform and I'll put it on MGTOW TV. So if you guys start seeing links for a video developer, you know who that person is from. Heck, I might even do a live stream with him about his company and life in Moldova and in the Balkans in general, because, you know, he travels all over the place. Even though he's only 24, you know, he's a manager of his own software company. And so the point here I'm trying to make to you guys is that when you go to a foreign country like this, get with sophisticated people, get with intelligent people, okay? And English is, look, I don't care how you all call it, but English is one of the dominating factor that you are dealing with a sophisticated people, okay? Because if you want to be able to do business with other people, you want to be able to easily travel the world, you gotta know English. So if somebody in Moldova, Romania, Ukraine, you know, if somebody there knows English, that's a good indication that you are dealing with a sophisticated, top-tier native. And that's what you guys want, okay? Because, again, these people, when they see somebody like you, they're like, hey, this guy can benefit us, we can benefit him, and that's a symbiotic relationship. Again, you know, this software developer, you know, if I decide to stay here, he knows a lot of gems. He might hook me up with a good gem, you know? So, and I'm definitely going to hook him up with AdSpace on MGTOW TV. So, see how that's a symbiotic relationship? This is what you guys need to start working on, okay? If you're going to go overseas, you need a symbiotic relationship, okay? Where you benefit, they benefit, and the common denominator is that you're high status, they're high status, they're sophisticated, you are sophisticated. Sophisticated. Guys, I cannot stress this enough. If you go to a foreign country, don't get with lowlives. You know, I don't know how it is in Moldova, but in Egypt, I can tell you, and it's probably the same all over the world, okay? There are lowlives out there, like my cousin, you know, my Egyptian cousin who stole $20,000, you know, $10,000 from me, made me lose $20,000 in a restaurant. You know, there are lowlives out there who just see you as a stupid idiot, as a gullible foreigner to be taken advantage of, and they'll sweet talk you, but the reality of the matter, they're gonna F you over big times. So avoid getting with lowlives. Get with people who have a track record, you know? For example, the guy who owned the barber shop I was at earlier today, the fact that he owns multiple barber shops and he's franchising his barber shop, okay? If you guys are ever interested in getting a good haircut in Moldova, look up the Real Men Barber Shop. That's a very good indicator that you are dealing with a sophisticated, intelligent person if they actually have a track record of businesses. You know, this is why they say men are human doings and women are human beings. All a woman has to do to get herself a high quality man is simply not be a bitch or a whore, okay? A man on the other hand, he has to build himself up, okay? So when I meet a young guy, he is already the manager of a software company. He got multiple games on Steam and Google Play. This is definitely a intelligent, high quality human being, right? So when it comes to us men, the track record is the most important thing. What do you have going for you today? You take my Egyptian cousin, for example. You know, he told me, I was a manager at multiple restaurants in Dubai and London. Turned out he mopped floors over there. But, you know, you gotta have something that I can see, okay? And same thing with you guys. And same thing with you when it comes to other people. Always, always have something other people can verify your worth with you, okay? Don't go to some country and say, hey, I'm American, walk around grabbing your junk, ho, yo, 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 homie, yo, and expect people to say, oh, man, come be part of our classy, elite, high status, you know, good society. It doesn't work like that. You gotta have something that makes you live over there. Again, you know, if you go to Moldova, you know, hey, I'm running a software firm and I'm hiring people from here. Or I have a YouTube channel and I'm hiring people from here to cut my videos and upload my videos because I need really, really quick internet, okay? Again, guys, you don't want to be like all the losers who go to the Philippines, retire over there, and think just because they got a couple of dollars that women are going to fall in love with them. These women end up taking advantage of guys who go to the Philippines for the sole purpose of getting laid. So you never ever want to be that guy who goes to a country with the sole purpose of getting laid, because that's going to end up disastrous for you. Women can smell you out. The bad ones will take advantage of you. The good ones will stay away from you. And again, guys, it is imperative to understand. You gotta get up in high society. You gotta know people who know people. And the best and probably the only way to do that is if you have a track record of something. You know, own a barber shop, right? Run a software company. Have something on Google, you know. I showed him my MGTOW.TV channel. My MGTOW TV website. You know, you guys know I own and run MGTOW TV. So those are things that prove to other guys that, hey, this guy has something going for himself. He's just not one of those people who's here to get drunk off of Romanian wine and, you know, get freaky deaky with the local woman. So that's my video for you today, guys. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care. Peace.